This past week, women's golf lost one of its pioneers. Patty Berg, a founder of the Ladies Professional Golf Association, the LPGA, died Sunday. She was 88 and suffered from Alzheimer's disease. Berg held 44 professional titles, including 15 majors, an LPGA Tour record. Here to talk about Patty Berg's contribution to the game is golf commentator and former LPGA pro Judy Rankin. She joins us from her home in Midland, Texas. Take us back to the late 40s when Berg and at least 12 other women were trying to form this new ladies' golf tour, what ended up to be the LPGA.
To the best of my knowledge, through knowing a little bit of the organization's history, these women played for very little money. In some very small places, they kind of refused to give up. They stuck together. But I think they were also, aside from just very good players, you had to be a little bit showman at that point in time. And no one in women's golf has ever been better at that than Patty Berg.
What did she do? I know she was famous for her clinics. They were called the Patty Berg Hit Parade, is this right?
It was actually the LPGA Swing Parade. As time went on and the LPGA Tour was on more solid footing, one of the things that the LPGA committed to their sponsors was that they would put on a clinic at every tournament site. And Patty was always the host. And if you were a player and you got a little note on your locker to be at the clinic with your 7-iron, you didn't even think about not being there. And she understood the everyday golfer's frustration with the game, and she could make great sport of it. And while teaching people, she could make them laugh.
Do you remember any of her jokes that she would tell over and over?
One little thing I remember is she would say, "Well, yesterday I was here and the pin was there, and today I was there and the pin was here." And so that's sort of the frustration of the everyday golfer. The shot that would have worked yesterday, you have today, and so on and so forth.
How was she regarded by the women golfers who came after her?
Oh, I think Patty Berg was a little bit of an icon, really. She was, you know, one of the names you knew growing up, and there weren't very many names to know at that time. And for the kids who are kids today, because Patty stayed so involved with the LPGA and with golf generally, they're all very aware of what Patty did and who she was. And it was a very sad time for women's golf when she made it public a couple of years ago that she had Alzheimer's and that she probably would be dropping out of a lot of the activities that she had tried to take part in, even though her health had been ailing for 10 years.
Former LPGA pro and golf commentator Judy Rankin, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Patty Berg was buried yesterday in Fort Myers, Florida.